Welcome to The Divorce Social with me, Samantha Baines, changing the conversation around divorce. This show is sponsored by Penguin in the Room. Penguin in the Room is an award-winning arts marketing and social media management company. If you want to jazz up your socials and have someone Instagram and tweet for you, then here's your answer. Go to www.penguinintheroom.com. As always, hit subscribe to make sure you're updated about new episodes. And we love to hear from you on social media at DivorcePod and at Samantha Baines. You can also email us. All the info's on our website, thedivorcesocial.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to the Divorce Social Roundup. I can't believe we're here already. I can't believe it's almost the end of the year. If you listen to these podcasts in order at the time they're released, you'll know it's coming up to Christmas. And I think it's going to be my third Christmas since I got divorced. So that's quite exciting. I'm an old hand at it now. But I've had a lovely series, a real range of amazing chats, lots of different things learned as always. I always get lovely messages from you lovely listeners about how much the podcast means to you. And I absolutely love getting those messages. And I also want you to know that I learn so much from every single person that I talk to. I have done 70 interviews. Can you believe it? I've spoken to 70 divorced people. Looking back at Sam before the Divorce Social started, all I wanted was to talk to someone else who was getting divorced and who knew what I was going through and could maybe relate to the fact that I couldn't eat a whole loaf of bread before it got moldy. And now I've spoken to 70 of those people. And actually, we had an episode with a couple in it, didn't we? So that's 71 of those people. And it's been amazing. And I feel so in a little divorce community now that I absolutely love it. And I love the chats we have over on the Patreon chat room. And I love that everyone's opened up with me so much about their experiences. And I'm sending you so much love if you are going through a difficult time right now, maybe with your divorce, maybe in a relationship, maybe on your own, maybe a big anniversary coming up or Christmas. Christmas in itself is always so hard, being on your own, especially the hardest thing I find about Christmas is that my ex used to buy me actually good stuff because he'd spend more money than everyone else and I'd tell him what to get me. And so in a way, the thing I miss most about him at Christmas is his gifts because they always used to be really good. But I can say that now a few years in. But I think some of these big holidays can make you feel more alone than ever, can't they? I mean, recently I had the anniversary of my dad's death come up during the recording of this series. And every year as it comes around, it's like the, your marriage anniversary or, you know, one of those important relationship dates. Every year I think, oh, I'm going to be fine now because it's been a few years. And And my dad died 5 years ago this year. And then it comes up to it, and it's always the weeks leading up to it that are the worst, I think. So for my dad's death anniversary, the 2 weeks when I knew it was coming up, and it sort of kept creeping into my psyche, and I kept mentioning my dad, you know, randomly to people, or an anecdote would pop into my head about my dad. And I think that can happen a lot when you've had a breakup as well. An anecdote about them or something they liked will pop into your head, and you'll want to talk about them, and then you'll realize that actually you're broken up, so you can't, or you shouldn't, or... So I think that's a really difficult time. But so sending anyone love if you're going through that. But just to let you know that, you know, my dad's death anniversary came, I celebrated him, and it went, and I'm still here, and I'm still okay. And I do think every year it does get a little bit easier, or maybe not easier, but you get used to it, and it's not such a shock to the system. But yeah, it's been an interesting one. I've been dating again this series because I took a bit of a break, I feel. I had my sexual explosion, which we all know about. If you don't know about the sexual explosion, you need to go back and listen to series 1 and 2. I think that was a sexual explosion time. And I had a lovely time. And then I have had, well, there was some sort of thing called a pandemic, which made me have a little break. But I've also had a little break from the kind of dating world and seeing people. So I started dating again during this series, particularly, I think, inspired by the brilliant Laura Friedman Williams, because we had great chats about like pubic hair, and she used to have sex with people and then talk to them about what sort of sexual things they liked, which I just found amazing. So that kind of got me back into the dating sphere. And I've had some weird dates during this series. I had a date with one person who we dated a couple of times, and then I invited them over for like a takeaway and a film night. And they asked me if they could bring comfy clothes to wear. He asked me if he could wear jogging bottoms, because it was a night in. So I thought that was a weird question, but I was like, sure, you know, wear whatever you're comfortable in. I'm not going to tell you, you know, what outfit to pick out. So he arrived in trousers, just like, you know, everyday trousers. He arrived, said hello, then went to change, like nothing had happened. He'd literally just arrived at my house, went to change, put jogging bottoms on. So he travelled to my house in trousers for the world, and then he changed into jogging bottoms just for me. And then he wasn't very nice to my dog, which was a massive issue because I have a puppy called Custard and she is my world. He wasn't not nice to her. It was just, I put this on Instagram and I got lots of reactions, and some people were like, but maybe he's just not used to dogs. But it wasn't that. It was like, he called her a little monster because she was just like chewing her chew loudly while we were watching a film. There was just, you know, when there's like weird vibes and you're like, he didn't kick the dog in the face. It wasn't that extreme, but like he wasn't treating Custard with the respect she deserved. Anyway, and he was wearing jogging bottoms. But, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt. The evening came to an end, and then before he left, he changed back into his normal trousers to leave my house and get on the train. And it just felt really weird. I was just like, we're not married yet. Like, why do I get the jogging bottom version? Like, if you're just comfortable in jogging bottoms and that's your thing, fine. But just wear the jogging bottoms all the time. I don't know why the rest of the world is getting trousers, but I, your date, am getting jogging bottoms. Also, how comfy do you need to be in someone's house that you don't know very well when you're having a, you're watching a film and essentially like trying to impress them and get a snog? Anyway, it was very weird. so that didn't, that I sort of said, oh, I think we're very different. I also, the first time I was asked out by someone who listens to the podcast. I know. I mean, this was never a reason behind setting up the divorce social in the first place, but it's a very nice kind of little bonus to have. So yes, someone listen to this podcast, listen to me spill my guts on this podcast and my saddest moments and my stupidest moments and thought, yeah, I'd date her. So that's quite impressive in itself. And then they asked me to go on a date and I thought, why not? My friend said to me, you've got to be careful because they might be a stalker. So I asked the person if they were a catfish and if they knew lots of weird facts about me that are on Wikipedia. And they said no. And I took their word at that. Yes, I went on a date with a person who listens to the podcast. And it was very nice. So if you're listening, hi, thanks. More date offers are welcome. But please don't be a catfish or a stalker. Just be a really nice human being. That would be great. Who knew? Who knew that this podcast could do that? Lots of people have contacted me as well saying that we should do some sort of like divorce social speed dating matchmaking. I'm totally up for that at some stage in the future when we've amassed this kind of incredible following of like millions of people, then we can have the ultimate divorce speed dating session. So please do recommend the podcast to everyone you know and tweet about it and Facebook and Instagram and all those things, just so that one day we can have an ultimate divorce social speed dating. And, you know, maybe I'll be like Cilla Black and have introduced two people to each other and then they'll get married in the future and then I can go to their wedding in a hat and then they'll get divorced in the future and then I can have them back on the podcast and it'll be full circle. So that would be incredible. What a series it's been. Some incredible chats. Thank you again for all your messages. I've started working with a production company on this series called Aura, and they've really been helping me out kind of manage everything that goes into making a podcast, because there's a lot of things. So thank you so much to the team at Aura for all their hard work on this series. And please continue listening, and thank you for listening, and please leave a review, because it really helps people find the podcast, and hopefully we can help them at difficult times in their lives. And I love it when you get in touch, and I love to hear from all of you and all of your stories. So please continue to do that. Don't forget, I'm on all the social media platforms and I love having new followers and messages. So you can find me at Samantha Baines on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok I'm on. I don't do it very often, but I'm on there. I've got a Facebook page, you know. We've also got a website, divorcesocial.co.uk or .com. I mean, a very sort of sophisticated podcast host would have looked that up before and like written a script for it. And then it would say there on the script whether the website was .co.uk or .com. But as you know, the style that I go for on my podcast is just more of a chill, like, don't write anything down, just have a nice chat. Although I have now Googled it and it is thedivorcesocial.com. So that is the website if you want to have a look. See, that was a bit sophisticated, wasn't it? Well, as always in our roundups, let's take a listen back to some clips from the episodes of this series. If there are any you've missed, definitely go back and have a listen because they've been pretty amazing. And it all started with this one.
So the person who'd been cheating on me with had actually messaged me and told me all the details, and he was in bed next to me.
Wow.
So I turned to him and said, oh, I've received these text messages. And he confirmed, yes, that did happen. And we kind of spoke about it for something like half an hour, and I was really tired.
I can't imagine what that must have been, getting that message and lying next to him in bed while you get it. Do you remember physically what it felt like when you read those messages in that moment?
I just remember my heart going so fast, but actually afterwards, now I look back and I didn't have the reaction that I thought I would have had in theory. If someone had said to me, this is going to happen to you, I would have thought I'd be in tears, I'd be angry, you know, they'd be shouting. I just shut down. I just remember kind of being very quiet. And yeah, I just got so tired very quickly. And because we were already in bed, it was like midnight or whatever. And I just remember saying, okay, I'm going to go to sleep now, like half an hour in. And, you know, he could not believe it. He was like, no, we need to talk. We've got so much to talk about. And I said, no, I've actually heard all I need to hear. I just need to go to sleep. And I did sleep, which is mad now to think of it. I just rolled over and went to sleep and he went and slept on the sofa.
So you had Michaela Sharp there, who we kicked off this series with. And I just love Michaela. I'd seen her on the telly and I saw her divorce announcement on Instagram and I followed her. And I was so glad when she agreed to speak to me on the podcast. I think she was so open and honest about everything. And actually, we got on so well that now we are friends and we've been for drinks a number of times. So this podcast is helping me make friends and get dates. Thank you. I'm having a lovely time. But I really remember Michaela telling me that story of lying in bed next to her ex when she was getting all these messages from the other woman, in inverted commas, and the fact that she just shut down and went to sleep is so interesting, because she's right. Like, you think that you're going to react to these big events in one way and then your body will just do whatever it wants to do, actually. And it's interesting because I have anxiety, which I've talked about in the podcast before, and when I'm really, really anxious, my body just shuts down. It like makes me go to sleep, because it's like, we can't deal with this level of emotion right now, actually. And we just need to sleep for a bit and heal. And then maybe tomorrow we can deal with it. So I wonder if it was a little bit of that. It was a pleasure to talk to her. And she gave some great advice about redecorating your home and putting nice artwork in frames, which I loved too.
Tell me about the divorce party, please. What are the plans? Are they going to be penis-shaped things or vagina-shaped things?
I haven't really thought about that. I've been thinking more about like edibles, alcohol, and roller skates. I don't know. That's really like...
Roller skates, sure. Yeah.
Those are my trio top three.
Yeah.
And honestly, and the most important thing is just like my team, right, of women. So I don't even need anything really but them. They're like the main event of the party.
Why roller skates?
I just love to roller skate. And I had in my old apartment that I just had to move out of, you know, our family home that we sold in June and moved out of, I had this pair of roller skates on the bookshelf. We had this massive wall of shelves. We had very high ceilings. And my husband and I had had a big fight about whether or not to have these shelves. I didn't want them because I decided at this point in my life, I didn't want stuff anymore. So he insisted on having this wall of shelves. And he said, but the deal is you can put whatever you want on them. So what I put on them was a pair of roller skates. And so I had this big blank wall of shelves and a pair of roller skates. And so the roller skates became very symbolic to me over time of, you know, the sort of new life that I was going to have. And that's, I just want to roller skate around. Well, I guess it would be like my tiny new apartment. I could roller skate around it.
I'm just imagining you in like divorced world, just roller skating everywhere, like to the loo, to the shops, to the school pickup.
That would be amazing.
That was Laura Friedman Williams. And my overriding memories of that interview is roller skates and pubic hair. And she doesn't mention pubic hair in that clip, but it, you know, you should definitely go back and listen to her views on pubic hair and also her discoveries that she made on pubic hair. She asked a lot of her sexual partners what they thought. But I love her roller skate joy and wanting to have roller skates at a divorce party. And yeah, my idea of her roller skating everywhere. And so now, because of this pubic hair and roller skate memory of that interview, I'm just hoping that she's, you know, roller skating around her apartment in the US with a very full bush. That's how I like to think she spends her time. But no, it was an absolute joy to speak to her. And actually, a lot of you have got in touch and said you've bought her book and it's really great and fun, and you're glad you did. So that's lovely to hear as well. We had great chats about that, and divorce party came up again, because a divorce party hasn't come up for a while. You know, way back, I think it's series two, we were talking about the divorce party and I wasn't too sure. Now by series seven, I'm like, yeah, bring it on. I want a party, any chance for a party to celebrate me and my life and my new dog, Custard. I love it. So did you find love again?
Yes, that's right.
Because I hear you have some nuptials
well,
coming
there we
up.
Are. So I just decided I'd just get on with my life. And then my daughter, you know, she graduated from university And I brought the rescue remedy with me in case, because I'd have to meet my ex on for a weekend. And it turned out that we all got on so well, and my son came and we had such a laugh. And we kind of struck up a friendship again. And I just said, oh, okay, why not? So we met for a dog walk, and we kept meeting for about 2 years. And we get married on October the 22nd this year.
So this is your ex-husband?
Yes.
That you divorced? You are real life Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, no, don't say that. She was married 5 times.
No, but I mean, she married the same person twice.
I see myself as J-Lo and Ben Affleck. All right, that's their story.
Nice, yeah. Sue Atkins in episode 3. I love that she's remarrying her ex. I mean, I can't ever imagine doing something like that myself, but I think that's the first person we've had on the show remarrying the ex that they're talking about on the divorce social. Sue is also great for parenting advice and coaching for anyone with children going through a divorce who might be struggling, or how to break things to your children. So we did talk a lot about that as well, which was really useful. But it's always nice to end a podcast episode with a happy ending, and her happy ending is back with the ex.
About a year before, a relative of ours acknowledged that he had been having a long-term affair and had been married all that time. And I remember when I asked him, well, how come you never got divorced? He said, I never found the right time. And I sort of packed that away and said, I do not want to get to my 80s and to have perhaps had a clandestine affair for a long time and to say, I never found the right time. So I kind of made a promise to myself. It was around the time of my 59th birthday to either be moving ahead with the divorce or to be recommitted into the relationship. And then it was about 6 or 7 months later that we separated.
It's interesting that I'd never had the right time to get divorced. Is there a right time to get divorced, do you think?
I don't think there's a right time. I think every time is a very hard time. And you can always find a reason to postpone it.
I loved talking to Stephen Petro. I think he's a lovely, articulate man with a really interesting way of thinking about things. And I really remember that from our chat, that it's never the right time. And the fact that he packed that away and remembered that comment from someone that he spoke to. And it's so true. And it's such an impactful sentence, isn't it? Because you can relate it to so many things in life. You can say it about, you know, moving jobs or moving house, you know, whatever it is you're doing. And it's so true of breakup, especially if it's something you've been thinking about for a while. And it's such a hard decision to make, that it's so easy to find excuses. And we all do it, of like, oh no, well, Christmas is coming up, so I can't break up with them then. Or, you know, well, we are going to go to counselling, so maybe we should do that first. Or we're going to go to counselling again, maybe we should do that. Or I should wait until this happens, or I should wait until the children move out, or till they finish their exams. And I'm not saying that all of those reasons aren't valid reasons to put something off. But I just think that phrase, you know, it was never the right time to get divorced. You'd hear that offhand and think, what? That's ridiculous. But when you go through it, I just think that's a very, very relatable phrase and something just to think about, you know, because if you heard that from someone else, you'd say, no, you know, you've just got to do it. You've just got to go ahead. But I think that's something that we can tell ourselves a lot. So that really stayed with me. And also the fact that I said, is there ever a right time? And he said, every time is a hard time, which again is very true. But I really enjoyed my chat with him.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello
Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's the ad break, so it's a perfect time to remind you to hit subscribe to be notified about more episodes. You can also leave us a lovely review because honestly, it makes a difference to the chart positions. And one time I was in the charts next to Michelle Obama and I was really thrilled about it. So it'd be nice to do that again. You can also join in the conversation on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at DivorcePod. We have a website, thedivorcesocial.com, and you can also join us for our like 90s style divorce chat room experience over on Patreon. So just go to patreon.com/Samantha Baines, B-A-I-N-E-S, and it starts at £2 a month and we all have lovely and awful and amazing chats. See you there.
A DFF. Do you know what a DFF is?
I'm assuming D stands for dick.
No.
Oh.
Divorce fuck frenzy, we call it.
I love that.
Yeah, exactly. My friend said that to me when I was going through that period. She's like, you're just going through your DFF, your divorce fuck frenzy. And I was.
I call mine my sexual explosion, where I just had a lot of sex and went out a lot. But I like that DFF. It sounds a little bit like the sofa sellers, where, you know, that advert
where
they all sit on the sofa and their legs fly up in the air. And it is a bit like that, I suppose, my DFF.
I love that Jilly De Silva introduced me to the DFF, the divorce fuck frenzy. Can't believe I'd never heard it. But I'm ever grateful that she introduced me to that. We also had great chats about, you know, just going a little bit wild and shopping too much and buying expensive holidays and all of that sort of treating yourself that you might do and maybe go a little bit too far with when you come out of a relationship. And again, it's just so interesting to hear all the different reactions that people have to it. I remember Suki Webster back in series 3 telling me that her vagina shut up like a clam, I think were her words, which obviously was very different to my sexual explosion or divorce fuck frenzy, as Jilly De Silva would call it. So, you know, we can react in such opposite ways, but I definitely did a bit of the shopping for nice things and wanting to change my image. I wanted to wear all leather and look like the character Phoebe in the TV show Charmed, if you know that, about witches, where she has like short hair and she always wears really skimpy clothes and looks sexy and always has a boyfriend, isn't in love with someone. That's how I imagined my divorce story would look. I spoke to Rosie Wilby, the host of the Breakup Monologues podcast, and it was so interesting to hear from her.
We did meet her mum once for a cup of tea, but I sort of had to pretend to be a friend, you know, and all of that. And it's just so awkward, that kind of thing, when, you know, it's all just a pretense and a lie.
And how did that make you feel, like being someone's secret?
Absolutely hideous. I mean, it's like having an affair, but you're not seeing anyone else. But yeah, I mean, I thought to all intents and purposes, we were really committed and were effectively married. And I felt like I was, you know, when I met her mum for a cup of tea and she was just talking to me like I was some random friend, I thought she was my mother-in-law, you know. And she was just like, oh, hello, who are you, kind of thing. You know, I thought, but I'm Rosie, I'm important. And so it's really difficult. And I think it really chipped away at my self-esteem and confidence.
Rosie also was broken up by email back in the day, which just feels awful. And she was very open about, you know, her relationships with women and also her kind of delve into the idea that monogamy might be dead and maybe we should have lots of partners. And she even went to a sex party. So I really enjoyed those chats. And Rosie's written a couple of books as well as having her podcast. So it was really interesting to get kind of her take on relationships and breakups from writing her books and doing her podcast as well.
I came home and there was a ripped up photo of us and his ring next to my sink.
In the middle of the ripped up photo. Wasn't my finest moment, Samantha. I mean, if we're honest.
Wow.
It's probably something I should have done.
Right.
That's a very visual way of saying, I want to break up. Ben, what was going through your head when you thought, did you want to stage this moment?
I think if anything, this is where the emotional side, you know, gets the best of it, is I wanted to make an impact that was going to hurt Nikki.
And practically, I'm just really interested in this. Like, what photo did you look for, a particularly lovely photo to rip up? Like, where did you lay the photo in the house?
It was right next to her bathroom sink. I don't remember what exact photo it was, but I assure you that I did look through multiple photos.
And I think what he did was calculated, most likely, and I think it affected me probably more than him like hanging up the phone and saying I'm done. You know, I walked in the house and it was like one of those gut-wrenching moments where you go, wow, oh, like, oh shit, like this is really happening.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, see, good job, Ben. Or not.
Nikki, do you remember what the photo was?
I actually think it may have been a photo of the three of us.
Ooh. With Asher?
As a baby in it.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think it was really like one of those moments where he dug that knife in and like turned it and twisted it.
Our first couple on the podcast ever in the same interview, Nikki and Ben, and their happy divorce, as they call it. When I read about them before I interviewed them, I thought, really? Happy divorced? They must be mad, or maybe they're still sleeping together. Like, what's going on here? And actually, it was very interesting to hear their journey. And it didn't start out happily, as we heard, with Ben ripping up a photo of them and putting his wedding ring in the middle, which I am still astounded by. And it's a strong visual image. And he's very honest about it, which I love, you know, because now they get on. I love how honest they can be about the hard times. You know, he was like, wasn't my finest moment. I was trying to hurt her feelings. And even though, you know, I know that from the sound of it, it's I found it quite amazing that he could fully own up to all of that. And they do actually sound like they have found happiness in their divorce and that they're friends now and that they're both there for their son and they're both in new relationships that sound happy. And so it was quite amazing to hear their journey and to imagine if we all could have that. Obviously, it's not possible with everyone. But yeah, quite a thing to aim for and a really interesting chat. I really enjoyed that one.
Unfortunately, because he was a little bit angry and I wasn't sure, maybe I didn't have the balls to do it face to face, you know, just admitting it. He was at work and I got my dad to drive up to London and just do a sweep of the apartment. We just packed everything in. We didn't know when he was going to be home. So we were both like, quick. And we packed everything as quickly as we could. We bundled into the car and we left and that was it. And then I had several phone conversations with him and I went back to work. I did Vikings and probably 3 or 4 months afterwards, I came back to London and that was the only time we really sat down face to face and had a conversation about it. And I know in retrospect, he was so happy that it ended as well. But I felt I couldn't, which is a bad thing as well, but I just felt I couldn't say it to his face. I was scared of his reaction and I was scared that I was probably going to cave and go back again. So I had to get out of there as quickly as I possibly could.
Really interesting chat with Georgia Hurst there. And I actually met Georgia at a press event, and she, I'd seen her in Vikings, the TV show, and thought she was brilliant. And we just got on so well at the press event. And she's very young, but she has very wise words for someone so young, and very articulate about her feelings and compassionate as well on behalf of the other person that she had the breakup with. And I really relate to that story of her saying that her and her dad just went in and kind of did a sweep of the apartment and got all of her stuff. Because I think we've all had occasions where in a breakup, whether it's your marriage or not, you know that you have to make this decision. And sometimes it's gone on for so long that you know that if you say it to that person's face, you just might go back and you might change your mind in the process of doing it. And sometimes you just get that moment of, right, I'm doing it now and I need to just go in and get all my stuff and leave. And then obviously, hopefully, you will have a face-to-face conversation with that person at some point. But I just could really relate to that moment of that snap decision of, I have to do it and I have to do it now, otherwise I'll change my mind. So it was really great that she was so open about that. And she's a very lovely person. So it was an absolute joy to chat to her.
I knew mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, religiously, I was absolutely exhausted. And I needed to understand about my brain. This is how I was thinking. So I woke up every morning, I recited prayer. And then from there on, for 4 to 5 months, Monday to Friday, 9 till 5, I was on my laptop learning about the brain, learning about the body, how can I heal? And I followed a neuroscientist, and I basically feel like I self-taught myself, because these workshops are so expensive. So every resource I could find, that's what I did. And I knew what I was going through was too much for me to process without me breaking apart, and I did not want to break apart. So I need to go and learn about the brain, because when I learn about it and I understand it, I'm more able to commit to it. And as soon as I saw and I studied brain waves and brain patterns and anything that I could find, and that was it. It was like, it felt like everything was just a sign from the universe. Sometimes I'd be laughing. I'd feel like I would actually have a laugh with God, like, are you serious?
Wow, this episode with Natasha Ujla is just so close to my heart. I think it's one of the most powerful interviews I've ever had the experience of being part of. And she's just so incredible, so compassionate, so eloquent, so amazing. And I don't say that lightly, and I don't say that just because she went through something so incredibly hard. I mean, just as a person and talking to her and the way that she views the world is incredible. I think this is one of my favorite ever episodes. Well, I know, big words, of the Divorce Social, because it was just so powerful. The whole time I was talking to her, I was getting like the hairs raising on the back of my neck. And she'd just been through a really awful, unimaginable experience. And there is a trigger warning on that episode for child death. And then to go through a divorce and a breakup on top of that, and then also what she faced. She's part of the South Asian community and she lives in a South Asian community, and the kind of reactions that she faced from her wider family, even though she says she had a lot of support from, you know, her close family. And then for her to, I just really remember her saying that she would sit down every day, 9 to 5, and learn about what her brain was doing and how her brain was reacting to all this emotion and how it was processing it. And I just thought, wow, what an incredible thing to do as a way to process your own grief and, you know, all of these different emotions that you must be going through and that your body must be going through. I think, you know, for so many of us, we have a breakup and it's terrible. And, you know, yeah, mine was super hard. And then I threw myself into work and then I had sex with loads of people. But for your brain to take that leap of, right, this is a physical thing that's happening to me, and I'm now going to look it up and I'm going to find out exactly what that means and I'm going to find out the science behind it and like really lean into that process, I just think is incredible. Because I think I avoided mine and had a nice time along the way, but then eventually had to deal with it. So I just think, yeah, this interview was incredible and I'm so honoured that Natasha came on the podcast and shared her story with me and with us. And if you haven't listened to that episode, and there's only one episode you listen to in the series, please, please go back and listen to that one, because honestly, she's a wonderful human being and her words need to be heard by more people. And finally, to round off the series, I chatted to former Home Secretary Jackie Smith. I had an occasion where a song was played during rehearsals and it was my wedding song.
Oh.
And I just obviously burst into tears and ran to the toilet. And I was very aware of this kind of stereotype of the sad divorced woman who just cries and then is bitter and wears leopard print and goes out. And I didn't.
I wear leopard print.
Yeah, I mean, I love leopard print and I love going out. But at the time, I didn't want to be that cliche of like, oh, you can't get through work without crying. Did you feel the pressure of that? And how did you deal with tearing up in meetings?
I mean, you know, I wasn't sobbing. I wasn't sitting there chairing a meeting sort of sobbing. And actually, I learned a really, really good tip. You know, when you sort of feel that coming on and you think, oh, no, I'm going. If you lift your head up and look at the ceiling, it really, really helps. It works. So probably what my colleagues saw more often than me tearing up in meetings was me suddenly looking. They probably thought to themselves, what the hell is she looking at the ceiling again for?
She just really cares about lighting fixtures at the moment. I don't know what it is.
Is she checking out the dusting or what? You know, it works. I still do it now when I sort of tear up.
I have to say I was a little bit nervous about this one because, you know, former Home Secretary, that's proper, isn't it? You know, that's a real job there. It's not quite like being a comedian. And I wondered if it was going to be a difficult interview, because sometimes when you interview people who are very used to giving their opinions in the media, they're very good at kind of avoiding questions and not opening up and not telling you all the true stuff. And, you know, of course, we all have to hold some things back. But I am very pleased to say that Jackie was not like that at all. She was super open, very friendly, very easy to talk to, and really on board and very nice about the podcast, actually, and the importance of talking about divorce. And we shared a lovely moment talking about how much we both love leopard print and crying at work. And I just thought it was so nice to hear that a woman who's been in a position of such power, you know, in the government, whether you supported the party she was in government with or not, she was still in the government, which is a position of power, you know, and that, you know, someone like that can tear up in a meeting too. It's quite nice to hear, isn't it? It reminds you that everyone's human and that we all go through the same things. And Jackie was lovely to talk to and we had great laughs and had a little chat about Strictly as well. So that was nice. So what a series we've had. A real range of stories, which I love. And in fact, Jackie was recommended to me by a listener. Someone got in touch and said, please, can you ask Jackie Smith to come on your podcast? Because she's mentioned her divorce before publicly. And that was how I got her on. So thank you so much to that person. And if you have any suggestions of anyone that you would love me to interview on the Divorce Social, I will always try. Lots of people have said no. I tweeted Adele asked her to come on and talk about divorce. Sadly, Oprah got in there first, which is rude, frankly. You know, if anyone was going to interview her about divorce, it should have been me. Oprah, I'm annoyed with you. But, you know, fair enough. If there's anyone else that you can think of, do let me know. You can go through the website and email, or you can tweet me or Instagram me, or you can head over to our Patreon and join in the chat, which is exactly what the person who recommended Jackie Smith did, and then message me via there. And we do have lots of conversations going on over on the Patreon. It's patreon.com/Samantha Baines. It starts at £2 a month, and you can join in with the divorce community and have chats about our episodes, and I'll ask you your opinions on things to do with the podcast, and it also helps support me in the pod. And there's lots of other options on there as well, like becoming part of my close friends on Instagram for some extra exciting content. And there's also a Breathe with Baines merchandise. If you don't know, I do 5 deep breaths on Instagram every so often, and I make my followers do it with me so we can calm down. It helps me with my anxiety. And so you can get a hoodie with Breathe with Baines on. I mean, what else, what more could you want from life, right? Thank you so, so much for listening to The Divorce Social. And we will be back. Don't you worry. It's in the planning. It's all going ahead. So make sure you hit subscribe if you haven't already, so you'll be notified about when that comes out. Lots of love. I'll see you soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, hi. Thank you for listening to The Divorce Social with me, Samantha Baines. Please leave us a review. Please, please. It would be super nice. They're lovely to read. They keep me cheery and happy and keep me going. But also it affects our listing in the podcast charts, which are very important because that's how more people find the podcast. And I'd love to help more people get through those really tough heartbreak and divorce times. And they're more likely to find us if we're higher up on the charts. So if you'd like to leave a review, I'd love you forever. You can leave them on iTunes is the big one, or most podcast platforms do them as well. I'll take all the reviews you've got to give. You can also get in contact on Twitter and Instagram at DivorcePod and at Samantha Baines. We have a website, thedivorcesocial.com, and we have a Patreon account, which means that you can support the podcast for as little as £2 a month. And it helps me with all the admin costs. It also means you have access to our 90s style divorce and heartbreak chat room. And there's lots of exclusives on there, little bits of audio that you don't get in the main podcast, and some giveaways as well. So I'd love to see you over on Patreon. That's patreon.com/Samantha Baines. And please leave a review. Did I say that already? already, please leave a review. Love you forever.